What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right, on today's episode, we're going to go over how to structure your meals for fat loss. I'm going to go over how I structure my meals, how can you structure your meals, and what to look for, because a lot of you make this very complicated, very complicated. You overthink things and then you just don't do anything. And that's why you keep and you stay on this cycle of no fat loss, no muscle gain. You're just spinning your wheels. Okay, so first thing, if you are completely at ground zero, and you're just starting off, you don't know what to do, obviously the first thing that you're going to want to do is try to minimize all ultra processed foods. We're talking about sodas. You know, diet sodas are fine, but sodas that have sugar, that regular pop, you definitely want to get away from that. Things that come in a bag, like potato chips, like cookies, like Chips Ahoy's and all that shit, like, you got, don't buy it. Just stop buying it. Stop buying all that. It's not even processed food. It's ultra processed, and that shit is keeping you stuck. So don't buy it. Whatever you have at home right now, fuck it, eat it, but don't buy it again. Now, that leads to like level two, where like, okay, I'm gonna start cooking at home. I'm gonna start making my meals. Let's do this. Okay, first thing you wanna prioritize is your protein. Duh, you heard it over and over and over, and you're still not doing it. You have to prioritize your protein. How much protein? The standard is, for optimal results, it's you want to have at least your body weight in grams of protein. Actually, your desired body weight in grams of protein. So if I'm 200 pounds, but I want to be 175 pounds, I'm going to aim to eat 175 grams of protein. So boom, you have your protein number. You should write this down right now. Then from there, okay, you know how much protein you should have a day as a whole. And then what you want to do is kind of think about how many meals do you want to have a day, or can you have a day? Okay, let's make this very easy and say your protein goal is 150 grams of protein, that, and you can only have 3 meals. So that means each meal has to have 50 grams of protein. So then you start working backwards. Okay, what the easiest thing for you to do is find some type of meat. So it's going to be either chicken, ground beef, steak, turkey, ground chicken. You know, if you're a vegetarian, you could go tofu, you could go tempeh, you could go lentils, whatever the case may be. Just find and see how much in weight do I have to eat to get 50 grams of protein out of, let's say, ground beef. I actually know this number, and it's 8 ounces, because that's my number. So, okay, protein is always going to be first. That's priority number one. If you, without it, you're not going to build muscle. And if you don't build muscle, it's going to be very hard to lose fat. Okay, so you got your protein number. So when we talk about plating the plate, you want your protein, your carbs, and your veggies. That's what your plate should be consist of. Literally three ingredients. Literally three ingredients. You don't need more than that. The more you complicate this process, the harder it's going to be to track, the harder it's going to be to log. We're not even talking about that now, but if you were to take it to that level, that's why it's so hard for you to do that. Okay, so you have your plate. So then what I like to do is half of the plate, or half of the food on the plate, I like it to be protein. So I always serve that first. I know my number, so it's 8 ounces for me. So I put 8 ounces on the plate. It covers about half of the plate. Then I'm going to divide that by two. So what's 8 ounces divided by two? Then it's going to be 4 and 4. So then I'm going to do half of that, 4 ounces, on carbs. So carbs, you know, you need them. You need them for energy. But what happens is just people overconsume them. You don't need them that much. And that's the big problem. Like, Yes, carbs are not the enemy, but obviously all of you eat way too many carbs. And and then by default, because you eat too many carbs, you don't have enough room in your stomach to eat the necessary protein. Like if you overeat your carbs, you're not gonna have room to fit 150 grams of protein into your stomach. So that's how that works out. Like carbs are not the enemy, but if you overconsume them, by default, you're just not gonna get to your protein goal, and that's where you're gonna be stuck. So that's why I like to do 25%. 25% of the plate, carbs. Boom. This could be potatoes, rice, pasta. It doesn't matter. I mean, it could matter. For example, 8 ounces, we're talking about 4 ounces of potatoes has less calorie than 4 ounces of rice. So like the rice is higher in calorie than the potatoes. So technically speaking, you could eat more potatoes than you can rice if you're watching your calories as well. So that's something to think about. But at the end of the day, we're just kind of doing percentages right now. So 25% of your plate, that's going to be your carbs. The other 25%, that's going to be your veggies. So you're just going to pick one. You could pick one veggie, and then so that's going to equal to another 4 ounces. Boom. That's going to be the third item on your plate. So what I like to do is I like to do frozen veggies. So I buy this pack from Costco that it has pepper, onions, squash, zucchini, and it's all frozen, cut up already. I don't have to cut none of this shit. I just put all of it in a sheet pan and put it in the oven, and it's ready. I eat the same veggies literally every day, twice a day. So that's the other 25%. Boom. The veggies are gonna help you keep you satiated and full. The protein is gonna feed your muscle and fuel all these other activities, and then the carbs are just going to keep you fuel are going to fuel your body so you have energy through to work out and throughout the day. Now the last thing is fat. You want some healthy fat as well. You could call this like a topping. You could top things off, and usually you don't have to, because chances are you cook that meat in some fat, or that meat had fat already. You use olive oil to cook the meat or whatever, or coconut oil or avocado oil. But if you didn't, if like everything looks a little too lean, too clean, you could toss, the veggies, pour a little bit of olive oil, like a tablespoon, 100 calories worth of, or you could like have half an avocado, or you can add cheese as well to get some healthy fats. Because I know it sounds crazy, but there is a scenario where you are eating too little fat and it starts fucking with your hormones and everything goes out of whack. But in most cases, you motherfuckers are not eating too little fat. Most cases, you're overeating carbs and you're overeating fat. So, don't think that, oh yes, I need more fat, more fat. Like you need more protein. That's 100%. For sure, you're under eating protein. So that's the base. 50% of the plate, 8 ounces. That's gonna equal to 50 grams of protein. It's gonna be meat. 25%, it's gonna be carbs. That's gonna equal to 4 ounces of carbs. And then you got 25% veggies, another 4 ounces. That is it. That is it. That's like a formula. Obviously, these numbers are for someone that this example is for someone that has a goal of 150 grams of protein a day and that could only eat 3 meals. Everything's gonna vary for you. But if you're at ground zero and you follow this formula, I promise you it might work. I think it will break. It will work. Because you're coming from nothing, and because you're under eating protein, and you're finally gonna be eating more than 100 grams of protein. So it's gonna be a huge step for you. So that's what you gotta do when it comes to plating. Now, if you wanna take it to a step further, then you start logging these things. So you find an app like MyFitnessPal or something like that, a macro logging app, and you log it. So you log on the app 8 ounces of ground meat. 4 ounces of carbs, rice, 4 ounces of this vegetable, boom. And then now you actually have how many calories all of that has. And then you could start seeing how many calories are you actually consuming. Now, when it comes to weight loss, fat loss, you want to aim about 10 to 12 times your body weight. That will put you at a calorie deficit. So if you weigh 200, if you weigh 200 pounds times 10, that's 2,000 calories. So then boom, and you want to weigh 150, your goal will be 2,000 calories, and then goal of 150 grams of protein. Boom. And then by doing the plating and then actually logging it, you'll be money. You'll start seeing results for sure. You just gotta stay away from the ultra process and over consuming calories and over consuming carbs and under consuming protein. You're most likely doing all of that. So follow that formula, follow those percentages, see how it does. If it's working, keep doing it. If it doesn't, then you just gotta tweak some things up so it makes sense for your numbers and for your body. But you don't have to overcomplicate this. Like, just take this information, run with it, and see what type of results you get. That is it. That is all. I hope you have the best day of your fucking life. Peace.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at Kettlebell Weight Loss Coach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.